Okay, so welcome to Saturday Commons here at the Mid-Career Doctoral Program in Educational Leadership at the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. And this month's Saturday Commons is about the brand new framework released by the Department of Education really just 4 days ago at the first Family and Community Engagement Conference held in Cincinnati, Ohio. Dr. Karen Mapp, a leading researcher in the area of family and community engagement, hailing from Harvard's Graduate School of Education, provided the opening plenary session to the conference, as she's worked a great deal over the last several years on this framework, but most of her career in terms of identifying ways to engage families in the community. So her presentation was entitled The Dual Capacity Building Framework for Family-School Partnerships. And the first question that everyone in the audience of the conference was asked was, why has it been difficult to cultivate and sustain effective family-school partnerships that support student achievement and school improvement? So I encourage you to think about that. Think about the challenges to engaging families and the communities over the years in schools. One of the big reasons is various stakeholders, districts, school leaders, and staff have not had the opportunity to develop the knowledge and skills or the capacity to engage in effective partnerships. So what the intention of this framework is to, instead of an actual roadmap that is, you know, specified one size fits all, this framework is aimed to serve as a compass and really aim the direction for the development and develop more effective high-impact strategies and initiatives for organizations. The framework was formulated using research on the following three areas: effective homeschool partnership strategies, adult learning and motivation, and leadership and development. So there are four areas of the framework: the challenge, opportunity conditions, policy and program goals, and staff and family outcomes. So we're going to take them one at a time. We'll start with the actual challenge. Many states, districts, schools struggle with how exactly to execute these partnerships and cultivate and sustain positive relationships with families. A common refrain from educators is that they have a strong desire to work with families from diverse backgrounds and cultures and to develop strong partnerships of shared responsibility of students' outcomes between home and school, but they do not know how to accomplish this. So the effective cradle to career, that's the phrase we're using these days, cradle to career educational partnerships between home and school are to be implemented with fidelity, and sustained engagement initiatives must include a concerted focus on developing adult capacity, whether through pre- and in-service professional development for educators, academies, workshops, seminars, and other workplace trainings for families, or as an integrated part of parent-teacher partnership activities. So when these opportunities are effectively implemented, such opportunities build and enhance the skills, the knowledge, dispositions of stakeholders to engage in effective partnerships that support student achievement and development and improvement of schools. So the first part of the framework is the challenge, identifying why we're doing what we're doing, and how we can relate it to our work in schools. The second piece of the framework is about opportunity conditions. There are many types of effective capacity building opportunities for LEA staff and families. The research on promising practice suggests that there are certain process conditions that absolutely must be met in order for adult participants to come away with learning experiences with not only new knowledge, but with the ability and desire to apply what they've learned. So research also suggests important organizational conditions, and we're going to discuss these, that must be met in order to sustain and scale these opportunity efforts across districts and groups of schools. So these process conditions, the term process here refers to a series of actions, operations, and procedures that are part of any activity or initiative. These conditions are the key to design of effective initiatives for building the capacity of families and school staff to partner in ways that support student achievement and school improvement. The initiatives must be, and here are the following five process conditions. One, linked to learning, initiatives that are aligned and school and district achievement goals and connect families to the actual teaching and learning goals for the students. Number two, relational. A major focus of the initiative is on building respectful and trusting relationships between home and school. Three, developmental. The initiatives focus on building the intellectual, social, and human capital of stakeholders engaged in the program. Four, collective and collaborative. Learning is conducted in group versus individual settings and is focused on building networks and learning communities. And finally, number five, interactive. Participants are given opportunities to test out and apply new skills, and skill mastery requires coaching and ongoing practice. The third part of the framework is organizational conditions. Research on the conditions necessary for educational entities to successfully implement and sustain family engagement identifies the following organizational conditions that support fidelity and sustainability. Initiatives must be these three things. One, systemic. Purposefully designed as a core component of the educational goals such as school readiness, student achievement, and school turnaround. Number two, integrated. Embedded into structures and processes such as training and professional development, teaching and learning, curriculum, and community collaboration. And three, sustained, operating with adequate resources and infrastructure support. The third piece of the framework is policy and program goals. The goals of policy and programming directed at improving family engagement efforts must include a dual focus on building the capacity of staff and families to engage in partnerships. So these are broken down into four components, or the four C's: capabilities, human capital, skills, and knowledge. Connections, important relationships and networks, social capital. Confidence, individual level of self-efficacy. And cognition, a person's assumptions, beliefs, and worldview. The final piece to the framework is staff and family outcomes, partnership outcomes. Once staff and families have built the requisite capabilities, connections, confidence, and cognition, they'll be able to engage in partnerships that will support student achievement and student learning. Staff prepared to engage in partnership with families can do the following things: honor and recognize families' existing knowledge, skills, and forms of engagement. Create and sustain school and district cultures that welcome, invite, and promote family engagement and development. And finally, develop and connect all family engagement initiatives to student learning. Families, regardless of their race, ethnicity, educational background, gender, disability, or socioeconomic status, are prepared to engage in partnership with school and districts, can engage in diverse roles such as the following: supporters of their children's learning and development, encouragers of an achievement identity, a positive self-image, and a can-do spirit in their children, monitors of their children's time, behavior, boundaries, and resources, models of lifelong learning and enthusiasm for education, advocates and activists for improved learning opportunities for their children and at their schools, decision makers and choosers of educational options for their children, the school, and community, and finally, collaborators with school staff and members of the community on issues of school improvement and reform. As a result of this enhanced capacity on the part of district and school staff and families, districts and schools are able to cultivate and sustain at scale active, respectful, and effective partnerships with families that are linked to learning and support the children's learning and development and school improvement. All of the resources shared are now uploaded onto the Department of Education's website at www.ed.gov/family-and-community-engagement. We're also going to have this in the blog post for today's Saturday Commons. There is a video uploaded that's about 2 minutes long from Secretary Arnie Duncan. This is the first framework that's been made available as a support to educators and schools all over the United States. the work moving forward will be to generate these high-impact strategies. Obviously, within the framework, there's not a specific, this is what you should do with your particular school and community, because as we know, all of our communities and schools are very different and have different needs and require different high-impact strategies. But one of the things we hope to do is leverage social media to crowdsource high-impact strategies that are happening around the country so we can share some of these practices, learn from each other, and engage in deeper conversations at the school level.
This has been Joe Mazza with the Mid-Career Doctoral Program in Educational Leadership, debriefing the new National Family and Community Engagement Framework, brought to us by the Department of Education in partnership with Karen Mapp and Ann Henderson.